WJTL bringing you Canes. Yes, he can. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is Intern Bell with your weather. Today is mostly sunny with a high of 76. Tonight is looking mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 55. And for your winning Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 73. Right now, it is 42 and mostly sunny.
Our wonderful friend Julie Baum is here from Align Life Ministries. Good morning again, Julie.
Good morning again.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Align Life.
Yes, at Align Life Ministries, we align with God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to champion the sacredness of human life. And a big way that we do that is through our Align Pregnancy Services Pregnancy Resource Centers. And they are located in Ephrata, Columbia, Lancaster, and Lebanon.
And how many years has it been since you changed from SVPS to Align now?
Four.
We changed, okay.
Yeah, in 2020.
Well, I think it just got to the place where I think, oh, Align Life used to be as opposed to SVPS now is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good. That's
yeah,
a good
I think
shift.
It's good. It took me a while, but I finally got there.
Hey, that's a huge milestone. Thank you. That's
you cool. Always bring us great stories about how God is at work through Align Life Ministries. Do you have another one to share this morning?
I do. Thank you so much. So there's this one young Christian gal. She has, actively been attending church, and she recently came to us for a pregnancy test. She was very nervous, and we know how much fear there can be in those moments. And we said to her, you know, when you see those two pink positive lines, yeah, you're right. There is no easy choice, but this pregnancy is not a surprise to God, and we have a lot of resources to help you. So at first, this young woman only wanted to hear about adoption, so we reviewed that information with her, but later she changed her mind about adoption and decided she's going to parent, and she is very excited that she is having a baby boy.
Wow.
She comes to our prenatal classes each week, and you know, she loves the baby boutique, which is the room where we have all the pretty baby supplies, the cute little items. It is her favorite room, and it really helps ease the financial burden that a lot of our clients feel just in their various situations. And she says, I love all the support that you have.
Yeah.
And, you know, we even noticed last time she shopped in the baby boutique, she connected with another pregnant mom there. And that's just God providing community for people.
Yeah. And I know there's a big need. You said there's a lot of people who are really in need of the things for having a baby, having a new family.
Yes. Yeah. And we are so happy. Like, God sees that need, and God is our great provider. And he, through you, dear listeners, and churches all across this region, and individuals and businesses, you bless us so much with diapers and wipes and formula and new baby clothes and gently used baby items. And we can fill our baby boutiques at each location with those things. And then as our clients take our parenting classes, our prenatal classes, or even come in for the free 4 weeks free baby care essentials, we can just bless them. So that takes that financial obstacle right off the table when they're pondering, like, what do I do about this pregnancy?
And if folks want to donate those things directly, they can do that?
Yes, they sure can. We are very glad. Just give us a call. And if you'd like to call the local centers, we'd be happy to receive those. And you can also support, like, the money that we raise through the Move for Life also goes towards providing things that our clients so truly need. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's a great way as well to give for the Move for Life coming up, because not only do you get to give, but you get to be a part of a wonderful day of celebration.
Yeah, oh, that's so well said. It is a wonderful day of celebration. Like, at its start, the Move for Life is a 5K run, and it's a 1 mile walk that people can participate in to raise money. Our goal is $300,000 this year, Lord, please.
Yeah.
But we know that he is able, and we just love partnering with people to do this. But God has built this Move for Life into something so much bigger, and it is just this grand community celebration, all different kinds of churches and the different people and families and older folks and little folks and young folks. It's just awesome. And so we love being together here, and there's so much fun. We've got all kinds of things in addition to those events. You know what's new this year?
Tell me.
Pony rides.
That sounds like a good pony time.
And we have a couple of new food trucks with a variety of snacks and coffee and sweet treats and lunch items. There's bounce houses and a barrel train ride, live worship, yard games, and a client testimony. You'll hear directly from someone who has been helped by the Lord through Align, and that's just the best part, to hear directly an example of God's love in action.
We love hosting you here at the Junction Center. Coming up Saturday, May 11th, it's the Move for Life. You could sign up online, alignlifeministries.org. They can find out all the information they need right there, right, Julie?
That's exactly right. Yes, please visit. And we hope to see you there. Rain or shine, we're praying for shine.
Praying for shine. Alignlifeministries.org. Sign up today. Be a part of the Move for Life. Julie, so great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, God sure hope you. Shannon feels better. Please give her our love.
I will.
Back to the music we go. Lizzie Morgan, this is Maybe the Miracle on WJTL. Good morning.